And I thought about standing in his sandals and how different each of the Gospels portrayed what he did initially in his ministry to congregants, and how, you know, one in John, the abundance, Jesus portrays the overflowing abundance in God, from God, of the water into wine. Wine that was better than anything anyone had tasted before. Or that congregation who heard him talk about looking after the poor and the needy, and they thought it was themselves for a while until they got very angry because they realized it wasn't them, it was people beyond their doors. And here we see Jesus as an exorcist. And I don't think I can make a big thing of that. I mean, except that it's an example. I think it's a wonderful example of how Jesus set out in each of the descriptions of his ministry, set out to break the barriers that surrounded people in their lives, to make people aware of the wonderful bounty that is God for each of us. I just finished a book, and I don't know if you pick up books that say, you know, this is the book of joy. And then you wonder exactly how it's going to be explained. How are you going to be transformed by this particular book? Well, I was transformed. It's not a very big book, a couple of hundred pages, and it's an interview of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Tutu on what is joy. And the Dalai Lama, both of them, and they're in their 80s now, and the Bishop Tutu flew to visit with the Dalai Lama because the Dalai Lama is no longer allowed to visit South Africa. They won't give him a visa. So he was welcomed by the Tibetan people with such joy. And the two men are just so unimaginably beautiful. They just overflow with love and laughter. And their description of what joy was is so freeing. And what it does, I think it goes perfectly with our reading of the gospel today. It breaks through the oppression, the fears, the anger, the angst, the things that we carry around with us all the time. Oh, we can't do that because, or what would they think? And the bishops and the Dalai Lama say, who cares? Just be joyful. We, according to science, are hardwired to be compassionate, hardwired to feel the pain of others, to feel the joy of others, to feel the expectation and longing of others. That's here in this brain of ours that is so amazingly beautiful. And these two men said that joy for them is the core. The Dalai Lama told a story about going to Northern Ireland after the troubles had ended and being invited to sit in on a meeting of victims and victimizers in Northern Ireland. And he sat there and he said the room was very tense. And there wasn't any sound. And then this young man stood up and said, well, I was taught it was all right to kill Catholics, but because Jesus was a Protestant. And the Dalai Lama said, I sat there for a moment, and then I said, but Jesus was a Jew. And then he burst out laughing. And he said he laughed so hard that he couldn't stop. And then he said he looked around and everyone else was laughing. And it changed the whole feeling in the room. There was no longer, I mean, they saw the ridiculousness of their past and what they'd been taught. And then they could discuss the pain of it. But they all realized how ridiculous their lives had been in hating one another for so long, for no reason. And then Archbishop Tutu was talking about humility. And I love this because being in the church, I could really relate to it, at least being an ordained person in the church. And there were three high mucky mucks standing at the altar, beating their breasts, going, "We are nothing, we are nothing, we are nothing." And this poor young acolyte came up and said, started doing the same thing, "I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing." And the three older men stopped and looked at him and said, "Can you imagine that guy thinks he's nothing?" I laughed out loud. In counter to that, I read the book Fire and Fury about Mr. Trump, and I also laughed out loud for entirely different reasons. It's just so astounding how two men of entirely different backgrounds, people in a congregation from entirely different backgrounds, can come together, and you see it at the luncheons and the various events that happen here. And in other parishes, Lord knows I've been to a lot of them. And the fun they have together, the joy that is celebrated in eating together, in communion, in breaking bread together, is what holds us together. It is also what gives us the food that nourishes us to go out into the world to be the people that God has called us to be. We are created, each of us, in the image of God. We are God carriers. Think of that. Every time you encounter someone on the street and you smile at them and say hello, and I tried it last week and it wasn't a great success. They thought I was crazy, I think. And so I thought, well, I'll just keep trying it. And finally one woman said, "Oh, how nice, hello." And I thought, oh, made my day. I don't know about you, you know. But it's about knowing that we don't have to go around being serious all the time. We need to walk around being who we are. God carriers. The image of God, Anglican image of God in the world. Compassionate, friendly, hopeful, and full of joy. A joy that is beyond compare. We talk at the blessing, I say that God, peace of God passes all understanding. And it does. We don't need to understand. We need to believe with faith that this God of ours created us and all humankind to delight in his will and to walk in his ways, God's ways, with hope and with love. Thanks be to God. Amen.